Pride can lead to financial ruin. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. A friend told me an interesting story about a home in his gated subdivision. It's an exclusive place. Homes are rarely on the market. There are strict covenants. Building specifications and floor plans must be submitted and approved by an architectural committee. Trees are protected and only removed by approval. The covenants protect each homeowner's investment. However, one chose to ignore them. He submitted building specs and plans which exceeded the square footage allowed. Once adjusted, they were approved. He then proceeded to build what he wanted, thinking he could work around the committee. As we entered the community, I saw homes that blended into the environment. Some were hard to see from the road. I was shocked when we pulled in front of this one. It was so much larger than the others and built with extremely expensive material. Well, he was voted out of the club, so he's selling the home unfinished. A buyer will have to remove square footage by opening the basement to outdoor living space. The audacity of this person thinking he could do whatever he wanted is beyond comprehension. He's going to lose a lot of money as a result of his foolishness. That's what pride will do to you and me. Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." Has pride created large credit card debt for you? I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They'll create a debt management plan that works for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC. That's crown.org/CCC.